I'm Jean Stilwell, your host on the new Classical FM. It is now 9:24. Danica Loren is a singer and composer, and they are the featured and only singer in the penultimate concert of the 24-25 Soundstream season, With You and Without You. This is an ode to the love song, and was guest curated by Brad Cherwin, winner of the Soundstream's New Voices Curator Mentorship Program. And Danica joins us this morning to talk to us about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's nice to have you. I'm very excited to have you here to learn all about you and your ideas about music and performing and the theme of this whole concert. It's exciting. I'm very excited. So now, first of all, let's put it all under an umbrella of what is Soundstreams.
So Soundstreams is an organization in Toronto that specializes in producing new works of all sorts. There's choral works, there's instrumental works, and obviously with our concert, there's a vocal work. There's also an opera that I'll be in next month called Garden of Vanished Pleasures. So all kinds of new works, but really focused on the new classical sound.
See, I get a feeling that you're very comfortable working with Soundstreams.
Yeah, this will be my first formal arrangement with them.
Yes.
But I really, really love the company and it does feel very much like home.
Great. Now, you're also going to be performing a piece that you composed.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. So this is a piece called Tell Everyone. It is a collection of sapphic fragments and was written for two voices and piano, but can also be performed by one voice. And it's all just about love in the sapphic realm, and it's very lush, and I'm so excited to perform it. I wrote it for other singers, so now I'm excited to put my voice into it.
So is this your debut of it?
Yes. Are
you nervous?
Not for that one.
I see. So there'll be more pieces that you are nervous about.
Yeah, just excited nerves.
Yeah.
But I'm pushing myself in many directions in this poem or in this program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a little bit of nervousness at this point in the program.
Yeah. The evening is called With You and Without You, and it's around love.
Yeah.
So can you give us an explanation of that?
Yeah, so this is a very modern interpretation of love, and actually it also showcases a bond between love and death, and how we love stronger because death exists and makes our love more and more potent. So in each of the works that I'm performing, there is a reference to death in some way and always love as well.
And you're talking about all kinds of love and different kinds of relationships. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's relationships to land. There's relationships to the beginning of music and love for music. There's sapphic relationships, as I already said. And there's a lot of different nuances in how we present this idea of love that feel very modern.
Mm-hmm.
Not very romantic, but still love.
were you asked to write this? Were you commissioned to write this piece? Or is this something that just resonated with you and you wanted to share it?
I was commissioned by two singers from Montreal, Nicole Ross and Grace Skien. They have a collective called the Sappho Project. And so they're trying to get more sapphic lyrics written into song. And so I wrote this for them two summers ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean, sapphic?
Sappho was the first, well, not the first, but one of the first queer female poets. And much of her work was destroyed after her lifetime. So a lot of it only exists in fragments that we see. So little pieces of poems, little, even sometimes a whole poem is one word. And it's the first sort of written documentation of sapphic love.
Would you not agree that really true love is love without
Absolutely.
Without sort of identifications or, you know, I love what you're doing with this idea, this concert and this vehicle.
Yeah.
But honestly, when you come down to it, love is love. It is intimacy and its greatest. You should be saying this. What am
yeah,
I doing
no,
asking about
no,
this?
No, I mean, that's okay. That is exactly what it's about.
Yeah,
and
okay.
So we show all these different shades of love just to say these are all love. It's
mm-hmm.
all in the same sort of pool mm-hmm. of love and affection.
You're just finding a different language in which to communicate it with what in mind?
I think communicating what you just said, the universality of it, that yes, there are sapphic poems, yes, there are things that are more heteronormative and whatever, and it's all it's all love. It is all love in the end. And so there doesn't need to be a divide there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you're working with an instrumental ensemble led by Gregory Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
He's great. I've worked with him one time in an audition when I was in school, and I remember him being just such a kind, generous presence, and that really comes through in his conducting. So I feel like we're in very, very good hands.
How big is the ensemble?
It varies from piece to piece. I want to say about 10 in the biggest one. Now I'm trying to crack my brain open.
Oh, that's okay.
And then I have some a cappella pieces as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, some Socola Bridge a cappella pieces.
Do you have perfect pitch?
No.
Okay.
Perfect enough.
It's almost, but you know what? It's almost better to not
have
perfect
pitch. I think as a singer,
pitch. Yeah,
we have to be able to tune to everything else.
You have to be flexible.
Yeah.
Now, I was reading that you don't like to be defined by vocal categories. Even though you identify as a soprano, you don't want to be identified. I understand.
Yeah.
But explain the whole thing to us.
Well, I am trained as a soprano for sure, but I really want to explore every part of my voice. And I want to kind of, for myself, erase these definitions that I think can sometimes pen me in. Like if I think I'm just a soprano, then can I even sing below a low C? Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a way for me to really fully explore my voice outside of genre and Fach and all kind of definition.
Yes. Yeah.
It allows me to be more curious.
I understand that. And that you are basically a singer.
Yeah.
But you know something, here's what I was thinking about this, because I understand that you don't want to be categorized. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have to have those labels to audition people and to have them sing the right role, et cetera. But what I like about this is I appreciate that you seem, as a person, to live outside the box.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that also is another good reason why you don't like to be called a soprano.
Yes.
But what I'm hearing, if you were just sitting down and talking to me like you are right now and I didn't have that classification, I would know you were a soprano because of where your voice naturally sits.
Mm-hmm.
So do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So Danica seated here is a soprano.
Yeah. And I don't mind the definition at all.
Okay,
it's just
okay.
For my own mind of how I approach my own voice. I just think of it as undefined.
Right. Now, I understand that you have an outfit in mind that you have created.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do so as well.
And what is it?
It's a red velvet sort of half dress. It's actually kind of inspired by your classic Carmen red vibe. I wanted that sort of passion.
Sure.
So it's the silhouette is slightly inspired by that.
Oh, great. Excellent. Well, I wish we had hours to talk. Unfortunately, I have to wrap up the interview.
That's fair.
But Danica, I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with performer, composer Danica Loren about her concert coming up with you and without you, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Jane Mallett Theatre in the St. Lawrence Center for the Arts. For tickets and more information, visit soundstreams.ca. Thanks a lot, Danica.
Thank you so much.